When somebody suggests you go online shopping anywhere else but Amazon.com, you can go ahead and tell them to...
Just shut up, man.
Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast. Whenever you start your Amazon shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, you could start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/AmazonCA. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and we have a great exit interview lined up here today because we are going to be speaking with Jen Brown, the latest player voted out of Survivor. Very exciting episode last night. There's a lot to get into with Jen, and so looking forward to talking with her. I have a feeling she's going to be a good exit interview, and we'll get into all the stuff from last night's episode and through this whole entire season of Survivor Worlds Apart. This is going to be a great day on the podcast. In addition to talking with Jen, I'm also going to do our recap podcast with Richard Hatch, which I already recorded the part with Richard Hatch earlier this morning. Richard was on point. A lot of interesting stuff comes up in that Richard conversation. I'm going to have that up for you guys later on tonight. And then I'm going to also answer your voicemails with Colin Stone, host of the Dom and Colin Survivor podcast. You can get your voicemails into that show at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. Looking forward to sitting down and listening to all of your voicemails about this episode. I'm going to go out on a limb about what you guys want to talk about. I think I might know what a lot of the voicemails are going to be about, but we'll talk about that on the voicemails show. And of course, last night I did our Survivor Know-It-Alls with Stephen Fishback. Finally, after a 2-week hiatus, I was back with Stephen Fishback, and there's a lot of great stuff that we talked through from that show. So if you haven't heard that yet, check it out on robhasawebsite.com. And of course, you could subscribe to all of our podcasts here that we do on Rob Has a Podcast at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for the iTunes feed. Or you can get the Rob Has a Podcast app at robhasawebsite.com/app. All right. I think we've got Jen here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Jen, are you there?
What's up, Rob?
Jen, how are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm great. I'm fantastic.
No, that's good to hear, all things considered. Jen, looking forward to chatting with you on the podcast. I can't believe I only have 15 minutes. I need like 15 hours with you. Okay.
Oh, man. It's okay. Later, you can have 15 hours.
Great. Whoa. All right. So let me jump right into this. And so first off, did you know you were going to be the one who went home? And if so, did you know that Mike and Shireen were going to be voting against you?
Yes. And yes, I told them to vote for me so Shireen would stay in the game.
Okay. All right. And so I thought it was so interesting last night that, you know, there was such talk about, you know, that it's six versus three. And it seemed to me that Mike was just kicked out of the alliance that he had started with all of the blue collar people. And he didn't even seem to be refuting it. But yet he voted with that alliance and voted against you. Is Mike totally out of the blue collar alliance at the point that you leave the game?
Yes, he's completely gone. He has been exiled. No one even talks to him. No one would talk to him. No one would talk to Shireen. And I didn't let people talk to me. So we all were just like exiled together. But yes, Mike has got no one really except for Shireen right now. And I mean, I told them to keep Shireen around. I was like, you guys have to vote for me. Otherwise, they're going to get rid of Shireen and that would suck for her. So, you know.
Now, Jen, how did this happen so fast? Because it looked like at the end of the last episode, it looks like Mike is the leader of this whole big alliance. Is it just from what happens at the auction?
No. The foursome of everyone in that six minus Sierra and Dan, those four have been together and thinking about getting rid of Dan for a while, but public enemy number one, which was Joe, was still there. The second Joe was gone, it was definitely going to be Mike next if he didn't win. And it seemed like Mike was still in charge and in the lead, but that's just because he didn't realize that, you know. He's always been the next one to go before Shireen and I would have left after Joe left. But they just showed it more in this episode, it seemed, because like they just kind of gave everyone an excuse in that alliance to hate Mike was that whole ridiculous auction thing that got blown away out of proportion and everyone freaked out for no reason, but whatever.
it got blown out of proportion on TV or while you guys were there?
While we were there, it was ridiculous. They treated him like he had killed someone. And like Dan was like, I can never trust you again. You are the worst person. Like, burn in hell, all this stuff. And it was like, whoa, guys. First off, it's Survivor, and who wouldn't have done that? The only mistake he made was going back up and actually paying for the letters. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
I think he should have just taken advantage. But, you know, it happened. But everyone kind of freaked out, and it didn't seem like it. They just seemed like they needed a reason to hate on Mike, which Rodney kind of orchestrated. He was like, perfect. You know, now I can get everyone to turn on him, and I don't have to make them do it because Rodney is pulling all the strings.
Let me ask you something that came up in my conversation with Richard Hatch that we had about the episode from last night. So we were talking about where Carolyn says, hey, let me give my money back. I want a refund. I have the receipt. And so she's going to pay her money back give her letter back and get her money back from Jeff. Was that going to be allowed? How far did that progress? And was that the reason why Mike ultimately says, okay, let me pay for my letter?
You know, I don't really know what happened there.
My one person I get to talk to had to buy $100 worth of rum.
All I was focused on was my drink and having a good time with Doreen. I did not care. I got my letter. I was like, whatever these people are doing, they can do. I don't give a shit. but Dan, like, I don't know what happened there. Like, when he went up, it showed like Carolyn coming back up, and then everyone was like, what's going on? And then Jeff was like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm not comfortable with this. And then Mike, I think, just to quell all the people yelling, was like, fine, I'll just do it. It was edited a little differently. I don't know what would have happened. I personally don't think you can return things at the auction. That's not how auctions work. So I can't tell you what would have happened, but if I would have liked to see what would have happened, because it probably would have been entertaining.
What was that drink that you had?
It was a bowl of rum punch with some fruit in it. It also came with a bunch of steaks because I think they wanted me to eat, have some food with all that alcohol.
Right.
But I couldn't eat the steaks. Not that it's not for vegetarianism. I learned in an earlier reward that I cannot have copious amounts of meat because my body is not used to it and I will throw up for 8 hours, which happened. So I was like, I can't eat this, Jeff. So he gave it to Sierra, and I was like, all right, whatever. Okay. You could give me like mac and cheese next time, but okay. So yeah, no, I just had a lot of rum in like 10 minutes.
Let me go back to this Mike being on the outs with the blue collar people, because I mean, what I really couldn't wrap my head around was why couldn't you guys get Dan and Sierra to vote with you? If this Rodney foursome is so tight, why couldn't you get Dan and Sierra to vote with you guys, vote with your three, and have a 5-person majority at the vote?
If you ever figure that out, let me know. Shireen and you know Shireen, she's really smart. I've got a pretty decent head on my shoulders. We tried every single thing we could to get Sierra and Dan over. I now understand why Sierra did not. Dan, I have not to this day ever figured it out. He always says flippers never win. We actually told him, like, you can be on the bottom of this 4-person alliance as opposed to being on the bottom of a 6-person alliance. Sixth place is worse than fourth place. Math. That is math. And he was just like, you know what? I would rather be on the bottom and come in sixth place than I would fourth than I would flip on my alliance because flippers never win. And I'm like, Dan, every single person that's played this game and won has flipped on their alliance. You are a crazy person. It's not making any sense. Drove me nuts. And so, Dan, there was no logic behind there. One of the most unstrategic players I've ever met in my life. But Sierra didn't, obviously, because she told me, she was like, listen, you and Shireen, and like when we tried to get her when we had Joe and Haley, like you guys are way more likable if I go to Final Travel Counts with you than the people that I'm with are. I can beat these people. I can't beat you guys. Okay. I'm like, you know, that makes sense. All right. I understand.
All right. Well, at least that makes some sense. Now, I want to talk about, you know, there was this whole ugly episode that ended up happening between Will and Shireen. And I guess you weren't there during all of this, but it was very interesting in the secret scenes that they show you guys went and actually dug up the cooler that Will had.
Yeah.
But it ends up being Shireen that ends up taking the whole brunt of this. So what was that like following that incident around camp?
Okay, what I don't understand, I'll never understand this. When we went looking for the thing, we weren't looking just to, you know, say Will's a liar. We were just bored. We wanted to go on a treasure hunt. We're like, I bet we can find it. So we burned a couple hours. We all, her, Mike, and I did the exact same thing. Will tore Shireen to pieces. He screamed bloody murder at Mike. Like, he was on a rampage. I wasn't there. And then when I come back into camp, he pulls me aside, Will did, and said, Jen, you know I respect you. I'm not going to talk to you the way I talk to Shireen. I love you as a person. No hard feelings. And that was it. And I was like, what? Why? Like, why did you do this to Shireen, who's never done anything to you? And you don't even bat an eye at me. You just tell me you like me. I mean, Will's always been so nice to me. And to this day, he is so, so kind to me. I do not know what caused this. I don't know why he said those horrible things. I don't know why he's never apologized for it. I don't know why he thinks Shireen is pretty much the devil. I don't understand. And I never will.
Now, when Shireen had the opportunity to withhold that letter from Will, did you think that she made the right decision to not give him the letter? Because you voted that he should get the letter, or you didn't vote he shouldn't get the letter. So you felt like he should have it.
I knew Shireen was going to vote. We've talked about this, like that he wouldn't. So I didn't feel the need to raise my hand and make waves. I didn't want to cause more conflict than I needed to. Because I like to kind of not talk to people. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. Shireen, I know she will. If she doesn't, I will raise my hand. Because there is not a snowball chance in hell of winning a challenge. So it was like, I opt out of this challenge, Jeff. So I am risking my shot at a million. And I'm like, well, there was no way you were going to win this. Like, don't even pretend that you had, like, come on, man. So it was just like, so you just get letters for free, and then you don't have to do a challenge and exert energy. It's a win-win for you. No, that's insane.
Yeah. No, I agree. You shouldn't be able to just say, like, I'm not going to do this, and now give me a reward for not doing this. Okay, so I got so many more things to talk about with you with Will, but let me just move on to, you know, a lot of people were disappointed last week because I know you were, a lot of people really were rooting for you. A lot of people really enjoyed you as a character, but I think a lot of people got bummed out last week when you talked about that you wanted to not so much quit the game, but you didn't want to be there and you would have been willing to get voted out, but you weren't going to walk away. Can you just talk us through your thought process about that? And what is the difference ultimately in your mind of quitting the game versus let me give Joe the immunity and let myself get voted out of the game?
Jeff Probst does not agree with me on this. He thinks that I am a quitter, it seems, but in his mind. But what happened was, like I said earlier, Shireen and I had done every single possible thing we could have to try to get these people to come with us. And after a while, it's like, you can only try to run into a brick wall so many times. Like, only the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I'm not an insane person. So it's like, there's only so much you can do. So I tried everything I could do that I could think of. And it's like, what is the point? So I didn't quit. I was just like, I'm done trying to strategize with these people. They're not listening. What is the point? So I didn't strategize. I was like, I'm not going to strategize. There's no point in it. There's nothing's happening. So everyone was like, oh, well, Jen quit. She doesn't do anything anymore. I'm like, I'm still competing my ass off in challenges. I'm still trying to stay in the game. By telling people to vote me out, that was the strategic move when Joe left, because historically in the show, if you say, vote me out, they are not going to vote you out. They're going to keep you around, because why wouldn't they want to take you to the end? Because you don't do shit. You know, you're not going to win.
Okay.
So that was my own vote.
Okay. All right. So when Dan buys this advantage and, you know, everybody assumes he's going to have an advantage in the immunity challenge. And you actually have a funny secret scene about this where you talk about how he's not going to win anyway with this advantage in the immunity challenge. But then nothing happens at the immunity challenge. Are a lot of people's wheels turning after the challenge of what was this advantage that Dan got, considering that he didn't get an advantage in the immunity challenge?
Well, Yeah, we couldn't figure out what it was. I mean, eventually we did, but, you know, while I was still in the game, I didn't care what the advantage was. I don't think anyone really cared that much because Dan has it. What is he going to do with this, you know? Like, there's nothing in that game that could have helped him. Like, even if it's a challenge advantage, he's still going to lose. Even if it's a strategic advantage, which it turned out to be, what is he going to do with it? Like, he can't do anything strategic no matter what he does. And I think it was comical that out of everyone that could have gotten the advantage, it was Dan. Like, he's just going to waste it, man. Like, you're never going to be able to use that and have it be to your advantage. Like, I thought it amazing that he got it. I was like, hell yeah, he deserved to get this just to further this comical rise that is Dan Foley.
Okay. Super quick. Now, I know you've been a longtime fan of the show, but you talked about in one of your secret scenes that how you didn't want to play strategically. That just wasn't interesting to you. So what was it about Survivor that has made you a fan of the show for so long and made you want to go out there and play the game?
Man, you've seen more secret scenes than I have. I didn't even know I had these.
You've been busy. Your phone's blowing up, too.
Yeah, I should go internetting after this.
Yes.
I'm just reading my wonderful Twitter hate. I love it. So what got me into the show, I was 8 when it started airing, and it was like a brand new show, and I was like, awesome. And then I kept watching it because I was in love with Jeff Probst as a child, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
and then every season, and it was just fun to watch. I usually, honestly, I skipped through all of the like stuff that happened like this. Camp life. I always skip to that. I just watch the challenges. I was like, I want to do those challenges. That seems so fun. Because I didn't want to hear people bitch and bicker at each other. It bothers me. So I never really watched that part. That's why I didn't know these people. They're like, oh, you don't know who Steven Fishbach is or whatever? And I was like, no.
Oh, come on.
Why would I?
How dare you?
Like, stuff like that. I was like, no, I watch the challenges. The challenges are fun. And then I see it's the hot guy gets voted out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so, I mean, also, I played strategic at the beginning. I thought a little bit, but whatever.
All right. I know you got to go. Can you give us in one word, are you and Joe an item?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
Who knows?
All right. Who knows? Right, that wasn't a no. Wasn't it? Okay. I know you got to go, Jen. So again, I'd love to talk to you more sometime. All the best, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Jen Brown here on the podcast. I don't know. It's not a no. It's not a yes. It's not a no. Maybe it's complicated. Who knows? But at the very least, she didn't tell me.
Just shut up, man.
Okay, so there you have it, Jen Brown. All right, so many other things I had to ask Jen about. You know, sometimes it's terrible. You only get this 15 minutes. Because there's just so many other questions to ask. All right. So no This Week in Survivor History this week. We're going to skip that for this week. Wasn't able to work out the schedule with Jordan, but that will be back on the exit interview next week. So, okay, we've got the big recap podcast coming up with Richard Hatch. I think you're going to enjoy that. And then voicemails with Colin Stone. Then on Friday on Rob Has a Podcast, we are going to get into everything that's going on with Big Brother Canada. Very interesting episode that happened on Wednesday night. Going to have Neha as our guest on Friday night. And then we'll do our amazing race wrap up with Jessica Lease. That is coming up on Friday night at 9:15 p.m. Eastern as well. So plenty to do. Also recorded a Game of Thrones feedback show over on Post Show Recaps with Josh Wiggler. You can check that out sometime later today on Thursday. And until then, we've got so much to do. Looking forward to hearing what you guys had to say about this Jen interview in the comments. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.